technician is working.
I don't know. What? I can't tell. I almost can't tell. Every night it's Tuesday night. Sivu. Yeah. Had an interesting Shaila today. See, Shailas are interesting. Someone was going out on a date, a girl. So the dress she wants to wear, she wanted to iron it. She wanted to iron it. It's wrinkled. So, you know, I'm a tough rabbi, I know. So I said, look, first of all, ironing is usur. I said, if ironing is usur, just like laundry, ironing itself is usur. So I said, so the din is, the poskim agree that if ainlu ela cholak echad, if you only have one article of clothing, so until shvuah shecholbo, you can wash it. Shvuah shecholbo, you can't wash it either. Unless, of course, we're talking about that it's so dirty that you can't wear it. Then you don't even have one, right? But if so I said, okay. So now, if by some stretch of the imagination, you could call it like this is the only dress you have to wear. If you could, like, you know, maybe because you know, maybe it's the prettiest dress. She wants to make a good impression. Like, if by some objective standard, you could end up like putting it in the category of. This is the like. So then it's mutter. Otherwise, you know. Then I wrote P.S. After this whole tumult, it's going to be pretty funny if the guy comes shaven to the date. That's the same story. Yeah. Okay. Good. So that's what I said. So we'll see what happens. I said you'll have what to talk about on the date at least. If he doesn't come shaven and you don't iron your dress, so then you'll have what to talk about on the date. You'll have like, you know. This is what they should talk about on a date. This is what they should. Okay, Sivvav in Tav Kuf Nun Aleph. Sivvav deals with Kalim Chadoshim. Kalim Chadoshim. Bein Levonim, Bein Tzvuim, Bein Shel Tzemer, Bein Shel Pishton, Osalul B'Shabbos Zu. Shabbos Zu means Shavua Shechal Bo Tishabov. Bonu Machmirim Rosh Chodesh Ve'elech, the 9 days. So this is Kalim Chadoshim. Now, for whatever reason, you're not making a Shechiyonu on it. Mishnah Brura says, so Kalim Chadoshim, he says, well, pressed clothing is kachadoshim. Pressed clothing is kachadoshim. Iron pressed clothing, not just laundered. Freshly pressed clothing is kachadoshim. And if it's still nikar, you know, so it's still osur. If the freshness and, you know, it looks sharp, pressed, so it's osur. And then the Mishnah Berurah speaks out that there's no Shechiyonu issue here for whatever reason. Maybe because you make El B'Shabbos, or because you made already Shechiyonu when you bought it, you did that minog, that's really Mikar Adin, if it was ready to wear. Kabbalah, there's a special Isser of Kalim Chadoshim. So, Nabir Aloch, new clothing. New clothing. So the Biralocha here, this might even go on underwear too. I don't know, those go on underwear also. Even a new pair of underwear. So here's the shtickle difficult. The Biralocha says, that this is mutter even for Shabbos. This would be mutter for Shabbos. The Biralocha says this would be mutter for Shabbos. Just like it's mutter to wear laundered clothing for Shabbos, so new clothing would also be mutter, but the problem is Mishnah Berurah and Sifkot and Tes, he said not like that. So Maybe you have to say there's no other clothing. In other words, there's no other laundered clothing. If you have a choice of laundered clothing or new clothing, so you're supposed to wear laundered clothing, not new clothing. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says in some cotton tests. Here, I guess maybe he has no other clothing. It's just weekday clothing. It's not you know, our minig is to get. So it's mutter. So if he doesn't have another one, that's what the Bir Halacha says here, that this is also mutter, rather than wear clothing, weekday clothing. So it would be mutter even. That's what you have to say, Lachaira. The Mishnah Berurah of Cotton Lamed Beis was mashma. No, there, the Mishnah Berurah there said you can do laundry if you don't have any other clothing. You can do laundry the Kavod Shabbos too, Maker Adin. But then he says B'darkei Moshe is mashma shenogu b'zeh le'asor. But Yesh L'Hakel if he doesn't have any other clothing. But to wear laundered clothing, that's on the Supik. To wear laundered clothing for Shabbos, is it only if you have no other shirt? Let's say you want to wear a freshly laundered shirt for Shabbos. So that's for sure. Mutter, Shabbos, is it only mutter if you have no other shirt? Mishnah Berurah in Lav Sufkot Lamed Beis is mashma, only if you have no other shirt, you're allowed to do laundry for Shabbos. If you have no other shirt, you're allowed to do laundry for Shabbos. So doing laundry is more chomer a bit, and that's nahagu less or even the covered Shabbos. But to wear a laundered shirt.
He says at the beginning of
Lamed. Yeah, no. My question is it only mut if you have no other clothing? Let's say I have a bunch of shirts that I wore before the 9 days. Now it's and I have one that I left over for Shabbos that's laundered and I didn't wear it before the 9 days. I said, you know, I'll wear it at Shabbos. Then I started thinking maybe it's only mutter if you have no other shirt. But I don't know. It's not.
Isn't that the whole thing though? It's a covered Shabbos, so you're putting on the fresh laundry.
No.
It's not this
far. The question is it only if you have no other shirt? If you don't have another shirt, right?
Because it's not anything before Hesse. Nobody would know the difference except you.
Sure. Like people try on the shirts, but for 9 days, it takes a certain freshness out of it. So, but you know, you put one aside for Shabbos that's fresh. The Shabbos, it's mashmat mutter, and I don't think you need that. You don't have another eitzel. Okay. I'm not sure about the new underwear. I'm not sure. Because we're not talking about him mitzad, like, there's no shechayonu anyway. Just, kelim chadoshim, they asked, but underwear, I don't know, just like, because it's mashma from the Bir Halacha that we do compare kelim yeshonim chubosim to kelim chadoshim. That's why he's not there to wear it on Shabbos Chazon, a new shirt. So maybe I'm not sure. I have to check that out. Could be. Now I'm noted to say new underwear is also mutter. It's not a chosh of a beged. It's the same idea. You only wear it for Zayah, you only wear it for this. It's not a chosh of a beged. Only answer like a more a chosh of a beged. That's what I'm more noted to say now. What? I'm going with kula. I'm more noted to say you could wear underwear, new underwear. Okay. Siv Zion talks about making begodim chadoshim. Ish omrim she'osel l'sakin. L'sakin does not mean to fix. You're allowed to fix Caleb, you're allowed to put a patch on your clothing, you're allowed to sew on a button, you're allowed to do minor things during the 9 days. What you're not allowed to do is you're not allowed to lasaki begodim chadoshim, to make a new clothing, to order a new clothing, to order or to make. I'm in the line chadoshim to make shoes, b'shabbos zeh, the week of Tisha B'av, the yesh lachem zeh v'rosh chodesh. That's one of the things that even the mechaber is machmir. to make new clothing. Agar huadin the osur liknoson. Sivov talked about wearing new clothing. Siv Zion talks about buying new clothing or making new clothing. Just like it's also to do laundry, just like it's also to wear laundered clothing, so it's also to buy new clothing. Even if it doesn't cause maybe special simcha, or maybe it probably is, that probably has to do with hasuchtat miyavelus. Because you buy new underwear, that's a shaiva. That would be a good shaiva. That would be already a shaiva. That I'm not sure about. You can buy the new underwear the 9 days. Maybe this isser of liknos is already that you shouldn't do, even with a not chosh of a beged. That I'm more noite lahachter, that you can't buy new ones the 9 days. Okay. Okay. So that's Siv Zion. Siv Zion is you can't make it, and the remote adds you can't buy it. And this is where it comes from to buy significant things for the house also. A significant purchase. Kelim Chadoshim should not be made. So yesterday I was talking about Mechtesi, it's also to order. But just like here, we're going to see in a moment, it's also to order the Kelim, the Begadim Chadoshim to be made. So that's where it comes from, this Sif, that it's also to order a new refrigerator, a new freezer. 9 days, unless you have the usual Haterim would be the example, like Dover Oved, where it's going to cost you more and the like. But without that Heter of Dover Oved, then you're not allowed to even order new appliances, new this. So then again, it depends. If it's something, it has to be something of significance, something that causes. Know, some sort of simcha. Chleis, you're allowed to, I would imagine, you know, I don't know, you're running out of spoons, like you buy a new spoon, you know, that's not called. Okay, something of significance. So let's see, so that's Siv Zayin. Yishomim Shasal Sakim Chodim Chadoshim, Yish Lachim Zim Rish Chodesh, Boadin Dosu Liknosan to buy it. B'chein Uman Yisrael. Also, La Solson, La Acherim, Ben Beschar, Ben Bechinam. He's not allowed to make new clothing for someone, for a Jew. Benogul Hokalbazev, he's making it. Right, it's his Parnasa. This woman is doing it because it's his Parnasa. So we're saying really he has to close up shop. He can't make new clothing during the 9 days. Benogul Hokalbazev, even for Yisrael. No, it's Nogul Hokel, that we don't tell him to close up shop. In other words, what? Because the Yisrael ordered it before Rosh Chodesh. The Mishnah Berurah speaks out. The Yisrael is not allowed to have ordered it after the 9 days started. That's what we just said. You can't order Kelim Chadoshim. So the Yisrael ordered it before Tisha B'Av. He's not going to, before the 9 days. He's not going to wear it till after the 9 days, and he didn't even order it during the 9 days. So the woman is allowed to make it. That's what Nagul Lahakel is. That would be the equivalent of saying if you ordered the refrigerator, let's say, before the 9 days, so the Jewish store owner is allowed to order it from his wholesaler, from his supplier. You have to keep the wheels of business moving. That's the Nagul Lahakel. But the Yisrael, the Mishnah Berurah speaks out how to water it before the 9 days, or else it's also. Okay? Or if you do a mefuzim shamalocha shalein Yehudi, because he could do for a guy. He can make clothing for a guy, that's not a problem. The woman can't make clothing for a yid, but he could make clothing for a guy. So if it's you do a mefuzim that he's working for a guy, so then it's mutter. Chenogu losa yislum nemeinim Yehudim. The minig had become to order from a goy new kelim The bottom line is you shouldn't do it. That's what he said. It's no worse than a general slowdown in commercial activity in Masul Matan. There should be a general slowdown the 9 days. So the kids are Nochamo. So the Umin is really it's a lot of work. No. He's not allowed to make Godim Chadoshim, but Nogul Lahokel that he can make the clothing, but there has to be Beheter, meaning they were ordered before the 9 days, they're going to be picked up after the 9 days. So he's working, he's allowed to do this the 9 days. For a Goy, it's Mutter. For a Goy, it's anyway Mutter. But you shouldn't order new kelim the 9 days, even from a goy. It's no worse than the general slowdown in Masul Matan. Okay. So this is what's nichlal in ordering, you know, significant furniture and the like. Right. Polishing shoes. I just jotted down some things that we should speak out. Polishing shoes is a shayla. For Shabbos, they're more makel. But there's three levels. There's getting off the dirt, that's for sure mutter. Putting on shoe polish is a shayla that Chayim argue about that. For Shabbos, it's okay. And if you give it that shine, that's also. Maybe you shouldn't even do it for Shabbos. Or kedai.
Is washing that?
You could, like, if you have a stain on a shirt, you could try and get it off with the nine days. If there's no water involved, yes. If there's water, water is already a problem, even spot cleaning, we said. So if it's embarrassing, you're running out of shirts, so then you make it with just water, not to use detergent, just water. If the mokum such a tzayir, cutting nails is shayla. 9 days, yeah. Shvushichalbo is more also. No, even the 9 days. What? Only shvushichalbo is the shayla. Is it a shulchan aruch? I don't know if it's a shulchan aruch. My memory is the 9 days. It's the shayla. Okay.
What about house cleaning? To what extent?
House cleaning, the minig is not to give it a, not to do a Yesodi job. You want to make the house presentable. People come in, okay, you know. But to give it a Yesodi cleaning, I think it's pretty commonly accepted not to. Did I answer you? Or are you waiting to hear more of a psak? I don't know if it's technically awesome. I know it's very common minig not to give it a Yesodi cleaning. Nobody, you don't wax your floor in 9 days. You don't give it a good, you know, a good Yesodi cleaning. A cursory sponger because it's dirty, so that you could do. But not more than that. But a Yesodi cleaning like you do every Friday, people don't. From what I know, people refrain from giving it a Yesodi cleaning. The Yesodi cleaning that you do it once a week, like for Shabbos, you just make that it's not dirty. You clean the house. What is your question? If it's technically mutter, it's probably technically mutter because we saw even you're allowed to do laundry, but then we saw you're only allowed to. I can't help it. You missed it. You're even allowed to do laundry for Shabbos, but then we saw in the Mishnah Berurah that only if you need it. So the house is not considered that you need it. If the housewife feels she needs it, and if she's doing other Kabbalah Shabbos, doesn't she want to take a break 1 week? What? You tell the cleaning lady not to. What? If she needs it, if it's Ein Lo Mayochal. If she needs it to support herself, if it's a basic sustenance, and she's Jewish, And a chanami could certainly be more makel. It's like we have with the begodim, I didn't speak it out. There's ain't no mayochal. Is a heter, just like it's a heter chalamoy. If the person you're hiring needs it for basic sustenance, for basic mazonis, then you could. In a chanami.
What if you ordered something and
it's
being delivered during the
90th
and you shouldn't?
And what? So what is the question?
Could you use it?
Oh, for sure not.
It's not clothing.
It's like a significant household item. Can you say what it is, or so email me? What?
Book.
Harry Potter 7.
Harry Potter 7 is mamash awesome in 9 days. So a big simcha. Unless you could tie it that you could read it and maybe have Busser by the Siyum. I think this is the Siyum, right? This is the Siyum. This is it. No more. This is the last one. So.
That's what they claim.
Yeah, so you can make a Siyum. Someone called me up today, they can make a Siyum, a cup. Their kid's making a Siyum on Seder Kachem Mishnayis. Could they wonder if they could have meat by the Suda. I said, yeah, I don't see why not. Cotton Siyum is a Siyum. If he understands what he's learning. What's wrong with a cotton?
So Gedolim could also eat there.
Whoever he would normally invite. That's the din by a Siyum. By a Siyum, if it's not Shavuot Shechalbo, you're allowed to be more, by a Siyum, you can be more expansive. Not Shavuot Shechalbo, you could have a big guest list. You can invite the whole camp. Do you see it? What? He's learning it. He's understanding it. It's Torah. He's making a Siyum. There's a minute. The Siyum isn't for the mitzvahs Talmud Torah. Maybe, but not. You really should not get the 9 days. It's really wrong. And we're learning that you shouldn't even order it. And if for whatever reason you have to order it, you shouldn't take delivery. And if for whatever reason you don't take delivery, you shouldn't use it. There's three separate Isurim. What? Anyway, we always try to remind everyone these dinim are all rituals. You should think about the Beis HaMikdash. I always like to remind people. Okay, we'll stop here. We gotta get ready for the
Thursday 9:15.
Okay.
He's gonna be here.
Where should the shiur be? I have maps. I give out maps. Are there tables upstairs?
There's two or three tables.
So maybe we'll do it down here because there's more tables because the people are gonna have maps.
No problem.
So I think we'll do it down here. Oh, no, Mishavurshi, it's my night. I'm not coming tomorrow.
Okay.
Oh no.
Somebody's friend?
I don't know.